this is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. In this audio, I talk to you about holiness, man's way versus God's way. In Colossians 3:5, we read, "Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth." Now, what does that mean? I know the word mortify sounds mortifying. After all, in this subject of holiness, I know people who were mortified over this subject. They were terrified. I know people who thought because they weren't holy enough that they were going to burn in hell forever. One friend of mine used to be curled up in a ball for days in terror because he didn't think he lived up to God's standards. He was mortified. So what is mortify here in Colossians 3:5? But I want you to know it means nothing of being mortified in the sense of being afraid of God, that you'll never be pleasing to him. So before I go into what mortify means, I want to see what goes before here in Colossians 3:5. After all, it says, "Mortify therefore your members." So Paul is building on an argument here. We are told to do something based on the previous teaching. So let's start in chapter 1 and work our way back to our verse. In Colossians 1 verse 12, we learn that the believer was qualified for a place in the holiest of all in the light. That's a literal translation. A believer is qualified for heaven's holiest place of all, where Christ now sits. In chapter 1 verse 21, he's reconciled. In chapter 1 verse 22, he will be presented unblemished and unimpeachable. And in chapter 2 verse 10, the believer is complete in Christ. Now that's quite an impressive list. Qualified, reconciled, unblemished, unimpeachable, and complete. That's the position of the believer in Christ apart from work. So you can relax at this point. In Romans 6 and in Galatians 2, the believer is said to have been crucified together with Christ. Not only that, in Colossians 2 verses 12 to 13, the believer is said to have been buried together and risen together with Christ. And this means that the body of the flesh has been put off. Just read Colossians 2 verses 12 to 13. And this is true of the believer. And as a result of this glorious position, the Apostle Paul says in Colossians 2, 16, "To let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days." No ordinances can ever enter into the holiest of all where we belong. We have the realities of which those things were the type. Then in verse 18, Paul says, "To let no man defraud us of our prize in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels and false visions." Paul continues by saying, "Since we died together with Christ from the religious practices of the world," look at Colossians 2:20, "why are we acting as if we are still living in that religious order of things?" The religious order of things is all taste not, touch not, and handle not. It's the commandments and doctrines of men which have an appearance of humility, but they only serve the flesh. That's what they actually do. We are filled full in Christ. Religion fills the flesh. So Colossians 2 verses 16 through 23 is an outline of holiness according to man, and it's contrasted with holiness according to God. True holiness is only possible on resurrection ground. A believer has for his starting point what religion has for its goal. We are already complete in Christ. That's our base camp. That's our sphere of operations. The believer looks back to the cross and says, "I am crucified with Christ." And he looks up at the right hand of God where Christ sits and he says, "I am seated together with him there also." And that's the point of Colossians 3 verses 1 through 5. So let's read it. "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Mind those things which are above, not the things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden together with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth." And then he gives the lists. In Colossians 2:23, we have holiness according to man. And then we read about a show of wisdom and humility which only serve to fill the flesh. That's the religious will worship that passes for holiness today. It's human manufactured holiness by those who devalue Christ, even though they speak a lot about him. They don't look at Christ as their base of operations. They look at Christ as their goal. And that's why they need conferences emphasizing holiness and surrender. But in contrast with this neglecting of the body, we have God's statement about mortifying our members which are upon the earth. Now this mortifying is the direct result of the preceding four verses. We recognize we are risen with Christ, and as a result, we seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Now this has nothing to do with forgetting about our daily tasks and thinking about heaven all the time. It has to do with recognizing we are in Christ Christ and are complete in Him. It's about recognizing that we are so complete in Him that we will appear with Him in that place where He now is. We are fit for heaven itself apart from works. We live in this aura. That's what that means. And in that attitude, in that aura, we approach our daily lives. That's the lesson of chapter 3. Now, that word mortify only occurs in a few other places. One is in Romans 4:19, where Abraham's body was as good as dead. Then in Hebrews 11:12, we read that there sprang from Abraham, even though he was as good as dead, as many as the stars for multitude. That phrase, as good as dead, and our word mortify is the same Greek word. This means we believe that we died with Christ, and as a result, we are justified and complete without law, without any works of the flesh, without any commandments or doctrines of men, without any of the latest religious fads, without attending any seminars or conferences on how to achieve holiness. We are justified and sanctified in Christ apart from any works. So mortify has nothing to do with neglecting ourselves, punishing ourselves, or not touching or tasting or handling. It means that as we live in the enjoyment of our position in Christ, we will naturally put off those things that are associated with our members which are on this earth. These earthly members love to gravitate toward the religious order of things of our day. Instead, we reckon ourselves dead indeed unto sin, yet alive unto God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Living in the aura of Colossians 3, 1-4 brings about the mortifying of verse 5. As we rejoice in the things connected with what's above, that is our position in Christ, as we do that, our earthly members, which are disposed to religion and its practices, are as good as dead. That's holiness according to God, my friends. So let's never forget our position as highly favored in the Beloved. Once we forget what our position is, that's when we gravitate toward creature holiness. But holiness according to God is much better and way more relaxing. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. Search and see whether these things be so.